Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard. Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Deflector Shield Shindig. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, New Orleans to New England, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
Are they listening, D.A.? Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How's everyone doing? Hopefully you enjoyed your football weekend. Glad you're back with us this morning. Big show coming up for you. How about NBC Sports NFL analyst Rodney Harrison? Rodney Harrison going to join us here on the show a little over an hour from now. We'll talk to him about the upcoming NFC and AFC championship game matchups. We'll also delve into all four of the playoff games this weekend. Coming up this hour, how bad was Philip Rivers yesterday? And can we put away the Hall of Fame claims for him? Also, are the Rams now a running team? Can Andy Reid win a Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes? Kyler Murray's decision should come by the end of today. And is the Saints offense stalling at the wrong time? All of that coming up this morning on the show. As always, any of those topics you want to weigh in on or any of the other NFL topics that you saw this weekend or anything else you want to tackle, let's do it. Questions, comments, concerns, queries at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, get at me, DA on CBS. And remember that you can watch the show. The simulcast is cooking right now on any device at watchda.com. Watch the simulcast of the DA show on any device at watchda.com. It's funny because my intention was to come in here and lead the show with one of the winners this weekend. The Patriots dismantling cold-hearted, ruthless efficiency at Foxborough yesterday over the Chargers. The Saints outlasting the Eagles and moving into the NFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs finally breaking that jinx of 25 straight years with a home playoff win. And the Los Angeles Rams power grounding their way into the NFC Championship game. And yet, I sit here and say the most interesting thing is Nick Foles. I mean, when the dust has settled, the most interesting thing right now is Nick Foles. Because let me ask you this. When at the 1:52 mark last night, just under 2 minutes, Nick Foles' pass hit Alshon Jeffrey in the hands, and they were driving inside the red zone down 6, how many of you were convinced, here's where the Eagles score, and here's where the Eagles win? How many of you, like me, were convinced Nick Foles is scoring on this drive? The only question I had was not whether the Eagles would score there and score a touchdown. The only question I had was, what time will be left on the clock for Drew Brees? I just knew after how quickly the Eagles had gotten down to the 27-yard line to that point. I just was convinced. I knew in my heart of hearts the Eagles are scoring here. And Nick Foles put it right on the money for Alshon Jeffrey, and Jeffrey had it go through his hands, fell into Marshawn Lattimore's mitts, and the Eagles' season was over. But if Alshon Jeffrey holds on to that ball, and I'm laughing because this whole Nick Foles thing just seems so ludicrous because it doesn't happen. But if that is caught and the Eagles score, and we're talking about Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game going to Los Angeles to play the Rams next Sunday, were the Eagles going to have to bring back Nick Foles? In other words, if Alshon Jeffrey catches that pass instead of lets that go through his hands, is the entire future of the Eagles franchise different? Because right now, the Eagles are going to sell Nick Foles to either the highest bidder or a bidder. They might allow him to choose where he wants to go, and so maybe that won't be a terrible team willing to give up more draft picks than a better team willing to give up less. But I don't think there's any question. Now you have a break point where you can, I hate to say confidently, but you can move on from Nick Foles, and you can trade him this offseason, and you can hand Carson Wentz the franchise for week one next year. I think you can. I think had he scored on that drive, the Eagles won. I don't know if you can. Now you can. But if you do, are the Eagles about to make the biggest mistake ever? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Foles takes the snap again. He steps up. He lets it fly. And it is intercepted. It is intercepted. It is picked off. And going back with the football to the 34-yard line, the Saints have it. It is Marshawn Lattimore. And that may be the game.
I'm not really going to worry about it right now. I think, you know, I'm just going to do what I can to enjoy this fight back with my teammates. And we'll see what happens. I do know that, you know, we went out there and gave it everything we had tonight. And that's where, you know, everyone's got to keep their heads held high, because that's what it's about.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio, Nick Foles after the game. Foles did not have a great day by any stretch of the imagination. Only 18 of 31 for 201, had the two interception as well, but did lead the Eagles to that 14-0 lead. And let's face it, when it's 14-0, how many of us are going, oh my God, Foles is going to do it again? If I'm the Eagles, I do move on. If I'm the Eagles, I do move on, because I just feel, this is who I feel, this is how I feel, I just feel as though the Nick Foles thing cannot roll over to be a 16-week march of genius. I just don't trust him to be my week in, week out starter for 16 weeks. I just don't, not with Carson Wentz there. To me, Wentz is the more surefire bet. That's how I feel. I feel like Carson Wentz is the more surefire bet. And yet, there is an element here that I believe Carson Wentz is never going to win a Super Bowl. And that's always going to hang over the heads of the Eagles. And he, as an Eagles quarterback, and there's nothing not to like about Wentz except the fact that he can't stay healthy, which might in and of itself dismantle his Super Bowl dreams a couple of times. But I just feel like, yeah, the smart bet is Carson Wentz. It is. And right now, you have a break point, a relatively comfortable break point. But it is not completely comfortable, because I just feel like the narrative is going to end up going, well, Foles comes up huge in big games, and why can't you, Carson? Why can't you be Nick Foles? Why can't you be your older brother? I just think we're headed down that road, and I think the Eagles have to get rid of him. I think they have to go to Carson Wentz. But I'd be lying if I said I'm completely comfortable with that decision. I think they have to. But I'm not completely convinced that Carson will ever rise to the heights that we just saw Nick Foles do. If you told me Magic 8 Ball, the Magic D8 Ball, 2030, did Nick Foles ever get back to a Super Bowl after Philly? I'd say no. Did Carson Wentz ever get back to a Super Bowl after Philly or after Foles left? I'd also say no. Don't worry, America. At the very least, we'll have Nick Foles leading the Jacksonville Jaguars next season. We have that together. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. I mean, that seems like the obvious fit, right? The Jaguars are built to win now. They've got a ferocious defense, or at least they did. They've got a GM that wants to win right now. They've got a head coach installed to win right now. I don't think they're in the mood to be breaking in a rookie quarterback. And so why not trade for Nick Foles and say we'll take our chances in the AFC South with Foles, Fournette, and this Jaguars defense, assuming Fournette comes back. Mraz 2030, the Magic D8 ball. Did Carson Wentz win a Super Bowl like Nick Foles did?
My heart says no. My head says yeah. Yeah.
Head says yeah.
My head says yeah. I still believe in Carson Wentz. He's injury prone and all of that. And as a Giant fan, I'm trying to separate the fandom. I hope that team stinks and they forever make the biggest mistake. But yeah, I think Carson Wentz is going to find his way into one.
5 years from now, would you rather have Nick Foles? Do you think in the going into the 2023 season, do you think August 2023, you're saying, man, I'd rather have Nick Foles over Carson Wentz going into the season, or vice versa?
No. For the Eagles?
Or anybody.
I think
the better quarterback in 5 years?
Carson Wentz is the better quarterback because I think ultimately Nick Foles will never find Foles' magic anywhere else. But I do think if Foles stayed in Philadelphia, he would find Foles' magic and get to another Super Bowl. I just think him and Peterson are a match made
in heaven.
So you
think Foles' magic is Philly-specific?
Philly-specific. I don't think he finds it in Jacksonville. I think that locker room is rotten. I think he goes to Denver. John Elway sinks every quarterback that's out there. There's something about Nick Foles and that offense run in Philadelphia that I think he will not find anywhere else.
So Nick Foles ain't winning a championship with the Jaguars?
No. The Jaguars are 8-8 next year with Nick Foles.
If they win the division at 8-8... And we go into wild card weekend.
Well, I'm sure I'll lose money betting Jacksonville.
Okay, it's Cleveland at Jacksonville.
That, you know what? That's a good game.
Wild card weekend. Does Nick Foles find magic?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Cleveland always has the heartbroken anyway, and Nick Foles wins big games. So, yeah, I'm going to go Nick Foles wins the game. But he'll lose to the Pats the next week in Foxborough.
Okay. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, my goodness, how terrible was Philip Rivers yesterday? Stop with the Hall of Fame talk with this guy. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Can you believe it, my friend? Thank you so much for getting me uninvited to this crap.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Full episodes are available here on the show. As long as you want to check out what you may have missed or want to hear again, go to iTunes and simply search DA and CBS. You'll find us there. Also on our website, daoncbs.com. Full episodes of the show, anything that you may have missed or want to hear again, you can check out there. Coming up next hour on the show, 1 hour from now, Rodney Harrison's going to join us from Sunday Night Football on NBC. We'll talk to him about the Final Four in the NFL playoffs. Rodney Harrison, Super Bowl champion, former Charger and Patriot, of course, will join us coming up 1 hour from now. I've also got a very special surprise for my Chiefs fans that are listening right now. I wanted to celebrate you guys finally getting that Arrowhead monkey off your back. 25 years, of course, you heard so many times, Joe Montana this, Joe Montana that. You finally have a home playoff win to celebrate. And now you have an AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium, the first one ever. And for the dedication I saw from Chiefs fans in a snowstorm on a miserable day on Saturday, I've got a surprise for you that is a throwback going all the way back to when I was hosting in Kansas City more than 10 years ago. You will love it. I promise. Throwback. It'll make you feel all good in your innards. I mean, can we please put to bed Phillip Rivers and Canton? Please, somebody, do this for me as a favor. We've discussed this ad nauseum because we know that Tom Brady's going to the Hall and Peyton Manning's going to the Hall. I think it's almost a guarantee Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall. I would say Ben Roethlisberger's going to the Hall. And my guess is Eli gets there, which is a lot of quarterbacks of this generation, of this little era, getting into Canton. And because Phillip Rivers has been with one team since 04, same thing as Eli and Roethlisberger, because he has been a Pro Bowler, because he has been the face of a franchise, same way Roethlisberger and Eli have been, he gets this overrating, I believe, because he's, quote, underrated. I think a lot of people want to put him in the conversation because there's this idea that he doesn't get enough respect the same way Roethlisberger, Eli, and the rest of those guys do. And here's what I would say. Can you play well in a big game, please? Please? I mean, yesterday, not only was Phillip Rivers awful, not only did he mentally, essentially, take himself out of the game midway through the first half, but he is barking and complaining an entire time out while on the sideline about the officiating to the refs. Does that strike you as the type of leader that is about to bring his guys back in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium with a deficit? There is no way on God's green earth you can go to Gillette Stadium and as the leader of the team, as the longtime captain, as the face of the franchise, as the 14-year veteran, there is no way you are going to win that game if you spend an entire drive complaining about the officiating. There's no way. You must be so crisp mentally. You must be so focused. Anything that happens poorly to you, you cannot sink into. You can't, because at Gillette, it starts coming in waves. It starts coming in waves, and it becomes an avalanche. And Phillip Rivers, in my mind, was out of that game within two drives. By the time they found themselves down by a couple of touchdowns, it was like, oh, there goes Phillip Rivers complaining about everything again. Of course, Phillip didn't see it that way.
There was never a lack of composure. I think sometimes my demonstrative movements may look that way, but I was as poised as could be the whole time.
I mean, come on. I was poised as can be. I was poised as can be. Phillip Rivers is a hothead. Phillip Rivers is hyper-competitive. Phillip Rivers likes to trash talk. And there's nothing wrong with those qualities. But there are times when that is a negative. And yesterday, it was a negative. Let me give you the wins Phillip Rivers has in his playoff career. Let me just provide you this. He's been to one AFC championship game. And yes, it was heroic that he played in a torn ACL in that game 11 years ago at Gillette. It was heroic. That's what a leader you want to see, especially out of a quarterback, which is at that time pitted against the look of Jay Cutler sitting on the sideline for the Bears. As Caleb Haney went out there in the NFC Championship game, and you're like, wow, Cutler doesn't want to be there, and Phillip Rivers is playing on a torn ACL. I get it. That's the image that we want to see from our quarterbacks and our leaders. But that's the only AFC Championship game he's ever played in. His other wins in the playoffs, more than 10 years ago, near the beginning of his career, he beat the Colts and Peyton Manning twice. Two good wins, no doubt about it. His other three playoff wins, came against Lamar Jackson last week, who had negative passing yards into the third quarter. Andy Dalton, a couple of years ago in Cincinnati, and Vince Young beating the Titans. You're going to put this guy in the Hall of Fame? Let's just stop this. He's been a very good quarterback for a very long time. That does not mean he's a Hall of Famer. You've got to do something when it matters most. And yesterday, the Chargers had the better football team. They were 12-4. Had the Chargers played in any other division, that game is played in L.A. Going into that game, almost anybody that could are worth their weight in salt or NFL knowledge could tell you, top to bottom, Chargers have a better roster. The Chargers had the better roster, more talent, and more wins. And not only did they lose, they got punched in the mouth and dragged out of the stadium and looked like they didn't want to be out there. And guess who they're led by? Phillip Rivers. How can we possibly be talking about this guy in the Pro Football Hall of Fame when on a day where he arguably had the better team, it was over by the end of the first quarter. And at that same time, he is kvetching about officiating. It's nice that he's a fighter. It's nice that he's competitive. But there are times where you need more than that. And I'm sorry. Rivers' career has been defined by errant passes at bad moments. And yesterday, there was about a billion of them. And oh, by the way, the people that will tell you Phillip Rivers should be in the Hall of Fame don't watch a lot of Phillip Rivers games. Why? They don't play in big games. I mean, before this year, in his prime, the Chargers had missed the playoffs 6 out of 7 years. A Hall of Fame quarterback is going to miss the playoffs 6 out of 7 seasons? Yeah, we see like a nice Chargers Sunday night game every so often. And we see the fire in the belly of Phillip Rivers and go, well, he's been with the Chargers for a long time. And he looks like he really cares. And sometimes he throws a beautiful football. And those are all true. But he's not playing in the playoffs long enough for people to realize, oh, right, he's not an all-time great. I'm sorry. Get me to more than one AFC title game 12 years ago before I'm putting you in Canton. Stop with that. Yesterday was an embarrassment for the Chargers. And oh, by the way, San Diego, the Chargers reminded you, you're not missing anything. This is what they always did to you. Good team, flame out. That performance by the Chargers was embarrassing. They got out-coached, out-quarterbacked, out-schemed, out-executed, out-hustled, out-wanted, out-everything. Everything. The Patriots made them look like amateurs. The Patriots had the ruthless efficiency of going out there and knowing exactly what they were going to do and did it. They made you look like amateurs. Gus Bradley's defense, disgraceful. Pass rush, non-existent. Anthony Lynn's coaching, those guys were not ready. The quarterback, fighting with officials. Awful. That was off from a 12-4 team that essentially was 13-4, having one last week in Baltimore. That was as miserable a performance as you could possibly get. And they are so lucky they are the L.A. Chargers, where it's not Philly and it's not Chicago and it's not New York and it's nowhere that would really crush them, because they were a 13-win team that looked like that yesterday against a Patriots team that, let's face it, is vulnerable. I know yesterday they looked amazing. This year, watch enough Patriots games, you know they can be beaten. And look, they play great at home, and they played great at home this season, and they're great at home in the playoffs. But they're not 40 points better than the Chargers. Talent-wise, they are not 40 points better than the Chargers. And yesterday, they were. That is such an indictment of the leadership of the Chargers. Such an indictment. That is such a gag of epic proportions. I don't care that they lost. It's that that was not competitive after the first two drives. You couldn't be competitive. You went to Pittsburgh and came back from a 16-point deficit. You went to Kansas City and came back from a 14-point deficit. You went to Baltimore and held Lamar Jackson to negative passing yards into the second half. and you are 40 points worse than the Patriots, who went 11-5 this year? Like, that's not the 15-1 Patriots. That was an 11. That was the worst Patriots regular season record since 09. That's the worst Patriots team in a decade. And you're 40 points worse than them? It's not that they lost. It's that we all turned the game off midway through the first quarter. Oh, this is over. Yep, that'll do it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, we've got your best audio of the day, including a beauty. How about if Snoop Dogg called a hockey game? You'll get that coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Big upside.
Morning, DA. How you doing? So I caught up on your Nomad show, and I really think it's excellent that you do that when you go to places. Me as a fan of your show, I now feel a little bit closer to you as a sportscaster, even as just an individual.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're watching the simulcast at watchda.com during commercial breaks, we're running the brand new episode of Nomad, which is my trip to West Point to go see some Army football. What a deal, what a job, what a turnaround that Coach Munkin has authored at West Point. The Black Knights of the Hudson are cooking these days. Knock it off Navy a couple of years in a row. Bowl victories, putting up 70 points. And it is just such a beautiful experience to go up the Hudson. I took a little river cruise up there. There are cruises that go from New York City and Wall Street all the way up the Hudson to West Point and the Academy. And it's just an unbelievable, breathtaking trip up. And so I kind of captured that and then the game day experience of the cadets and the Army mules. It's just awesome. And it's just such an absolutely gorgeous backdrop. That's this week's edition, the newest episode of Nomad, which is available on YouTube right now, so just search it. You'll see my digital travel series and check it out there. I think you'll enjoy this one. Doing More is brought to you by The Home Depot, next generation of home improvement, everything that you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing, taking a look at a player doing more for his team, C.J. Anderson. Here's a guy that was out of work not too long ago, and yet on Saturday night, 23 carries, a buck 23, and two touchdowns. They're only the fourth set of teammates he and Todd Gurley ever in the playoffs to both rush for 100 yards. Gurley had 100 as well. CJ becomes the third Rams player ever with more than 100 yards and two rushing touchdowns in the game, joining two Hall of Famers, Eric Dickerson and Marshall Faulk. An amazing night for CJ Anderson. And we'll delve more into that Rams win coming up here about an hour from now. Next hour, Rodney Harrison's also going to join us from the NFL on NBC and Sunday Night Football. Now, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money. Switching to Geico, go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Pete's next up. He's in Pennsylvania, listing at 96.5 there. Good morning, Pete. Is that the sound of toilet flushing? The haunted sounds of how Eagles fans are feeling right now in Pennsylvania? Some type of terrorizing monster screeching at me. Is this a screening of the Zach Morris new series, The Passage? Pete! Never mind.
I am the epic fail.
By the way, it's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. So simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. Any question you got, we'll answer that coming up next, in the third hour, rather. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Craig tweets, DA, how many defensive snaps did Phillip Rivers play yesterday? The Chargers are a 26-point-per-game team on offense. Rivers put up 28 on the road in Foxborough. I don't like the take. Well, I don't like your take. No, just kidding, Craig. Look, that was not 28 points by the Chargers. That was garbage time touchdowns. The game was 38-7 until a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. It was 38-7 with 17 minutes to play in the game. And that's when the Chargers put up 21 points. Don't sell me that the Chargers put up 28 points yesterday. No way. Not even close. Now, Gus Bradley's defense was disgraceful yesterday in Foxborough. Disgraceful. And tons of credit goes to the underneath passing game and the running attack of the Patriots. They went with an old-school ground attack, and they were able to do so. James White, Sony Michel, fantastic on the ground. They moved the chains. A lot of short stuff worked as well, a lot of underneath stuff. And the Chargers just had a terrible defensive game plan. Awful. The Patriots are going, at this point in Brady's career, and without Gronk at full health and without deep threats, are going to do everything methodically. And you saw that in the first drive. It took them, what, 8 minutes to go down the field. The Chargers' only chance was defensively crowd the line of scrimmage and flood short passing zones with all of those defensive backs that you used last week in Baltimore. That way, you're bottling up the run, you're forcing Brady to beat you and make him beat you 20 yards downfield instead of 7. He'll kill you at 7 yards, which he did yesterday. But he's not at the point in his career where he's comfortable consistently throwing 20 yards downfield. And yet, what do the Chargers do? Zone defense, picked apart, let him just go down the field, no pass rush, and couldn't stop the run. Awful. But Phillip Rivers is going to put up 7 points on one busted coverage, by the way. The only touchdown came on the busted coverage by the Patriots. When it mattered, 38-7? I'm sorry. That's a complete team meltdown. That's not just another defense. That's a complete team meltdown. And Phillip Rivers is the most accomplished player on that field. And he was awful. The most accomplished player on the field for the Chargers. And he was awful. 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne is next up in Pittsburgh, a 96.7. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm good, bud. How you doing?
Real good.
Good. What's up?
Love the show, man, but I had to call in, man. The comment about Zach Morris, I just can't listen and not speak up for the man.
Yeah, okay. Well, speak up for him.
Great series, Saved by the Bell, ran for many years during my teenage years.
Of course.
I loved Zach's character. You know, not everybody can be Mario Lopez. He always had to play second fiddle to Mario and Screech. So I think the man's really progressed, being that he's always been under the shadow of Mario Lopez. He had great hair like Mario and yourself, DA.
Yes.
Maybe not as great a body, but I think his acting chops are a little better than Mario's, so I think we need to give it up to the man.
I am not here, Dwayne. I don't want anybody to mistake this fact. This is the most important thing I will say on today's show. I am not here to besmirch Mark Paul Gosselaar's career. That is not my intention. I have nothing but respect for a guy that dated Kelly Kapowski for that many seasons. I am not here to besmirch a man who I dressed up as for Halloween this year. I am not here to take shots at the integrity of a man that with every fiber in his body wanted to save Becky the Duck from the oil spill at Bayside. I'm not here to do that. I was just pointing out that new series, The Passage, on Fox, which they are really pushing. I mean, Zach did a cutaway during the game on Saturday night. I think I saw 20 different promos for this show. It's either that or the na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye thing where all those people are walking up the mountain, which I still don't understand. What's the bit there?
Tailgates.
Why are they walking up a mountain?
I think to all show each other at the top of the mountain. We've climbed the top of the mountain of tailgating.
Is the tailgate at the top of the mountain?
No, I think that the mountain is symbolic of we finally climbed the mountain we've been chasing as truck drivers.
It's a metaphorical mountain they're climbing.
It's a metaphorical mountain, but a real mountain.
Are they all bringing large screen TVs? Or are they bringing other stuff as well?
Well, some of them are bringing like the latches to the tailgates, the back part where you slide stuff in.
So between the passage and that damn commercial, okay, I've seen a lot this weekend that was not football that is now burnt into my brain. But I am not here at all to take shots at Zach Morris or Peter Bash from Franklin and Bash. Okay? That is not my intention right now. Let's get to your best audio of the day. Sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Kyrie Irving unhappy with his fellow Celtics, right now fifth seed in the East.
What we're facing now is nothing compared to being on that stage trying to get a gold trophy. You know, if it's hard now, what do you think it's going to be like when, you know, we're trying to get to the finals? So trying to play a position right now, trying to get a great seed. Like, we can't be comfortable being in fifth. I'm not comfortable in it.
Kyrie Irving is trying to rally the troops. I think there's some frustration from him, Al Horford, some of the other veterans, that the young guys are not picking up their fair share of the slack like they did last year. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier. I think there's some real frustration, understandably so. I think those veterans know that those guys are more talented than what they're showing on the floor. The only problem is I think that Kyrie, I think he talks too much. And I think he's smart. He thinks he's smarter than he is. Okay? He got like one semester at Duke and is like, oh, I'm brilliant. I got that Duke education. No, you had like 3 months on campus. And when I hear him speak sometimes, whether it's the earth is flat nonsense or anything else, even in this case, he just talks himself into circles, which I don't know if that's very effective in a leadership capacity. He and Horford are right. They need more out of the young guys. But Kyrie is just a tough guy, I think, to follow as a leader. So Tom Brady, who nobody obviously gave the Patriots any shot coming into the season, yesterday, they were obviously a huge underdog in the game. The Patriots have been counted out forever. They've never won anything. You could understand why there's a bit of a chip on the shoulder of Tom Brady.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
With Tracy Wolfson after the game on CBS yesterday. And, you know, I think he's right. I mean, we all have totally said that the Patriots suck for a long time. I think we all said they can't win any games. Oh, wait. Oh, hang on. I'm getting news bulletin in my... Oh, they were the favorite yesterday. Got it. Oh, what? Wait, they've been to 8 straight AFC title games? Got it. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, 5 Super Bowl championships. Five? Wow, 5 of them. Oh, my God. Oh, and they were in the Super Bowl last year as well? Last year. Oh, and they won it the year before that? Wow. Holy. Oh, and they won it 2 years before that? Ooh. I had no idea. I thought they totally sucked and they can't win any football games. I thought we all... Wasn't that the consensus that they can't win any football games? Oh, wait. Oh, they won the division again for the 90th straight year? Man, that's a shock to me. Honestly, I kind of consider them the Appalachian State of the NFL. I never thought that they were ever going to do anything.
Everyone thinks we suck.
Now, I did pick the Chargers to win, and I look like an idiot completely. But you got to love Tom Brady and the Patriots, of all people, saying everybody thinks we suck, we can't win any games. Not quite the narrative. And finally, the best audio of the week. Snoop Dogg on Los Angeles Kings TV on the action on the ice.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number 3 wanted. I like that. Who was number 3 for us?
Dion Phaneuf.
Dion, go get cracking, Dion. Yeah, go get him, Dion. Get him, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him.
Go get him. Still charring with him. A little chirping.
Okay, right. I like that. So when they do get into a competition like that, the referee has the sole control power to say, y'all not going to fight, right?
They can tell you that. You don't have to listen.
Well, they listen right there.
Yeah.
Seen the big boys get in, the linesmen. Those guys have the toughest job.
Okay, all right, all right. So that was just mushing going on. It was more mushing than fighting.
Snoop Dogg on the call for Kings TV. Yeah, go get it, Dion. Let's get it cracking. Yeah. Who's number two? Who's number two? Did not have the chart out. Did not have the depth chart out. And he was calling the game. Who's number two? Oh, yeah, I like that, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Watch out, Mraz. You're usually Don Cherry a la mode around here, but we might have Snoop coming to do some hockey breakdown during the playoffs.
Snoop knows his pucks, clearly.
When we come back, we'll jump back into your phone calls. And can Andy Reid win a Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes? Plus a throwback for you Chiefs fans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.